The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 9th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Larry Brown, born Oxford, Mississippi, 1951. He liked school when he was a kid, but read mostly hunting stories and fishing stories and cowboy stories, nothing called literature, failed English his senior year in high school, enlisted in the Marines, was stationed at a barracks in Philadelphia, spent a lot of time listening to the stories of veterans who'd come back from Vietnam. Went back to Mississippi, joined the Oxford Fire Department in 1973, and loved his job. It didn't pay well, though, and he'd been reading best-selling novels by Stephen King and Louis L'Amour and thought maybe he could do that, too. He wrote a novel about a man-eating bear in Yellowstone Park. It got turned down by everybody. So he went to the library and checked out every how-to book about writing that he could find. He started writing short stories as well, and started reading Flannery O'Connor and William Faulkner and Raymond Carver. His first book of stories came out in 1988, Facing the Music, and his first novel, Dirty Work, the year after, based on the stories he'd heard from veterans back when he was in the Marines. The book got great reviews, and he went on to become a renowned Southern fiction writer, published three more novels before he died of a heart attack at the age of 53. Larry Brown, who said, "There's no such thing as a born writer. It's a skill you've got to learn, just like learning how to be a bricklayer or a carpenter." His story, Falling Out of Love, begins, "Sheena, baby, the one that I loved, and I were walking around. It was late one evening. All the clouds had gathered up into big marshmallows and mushrooms, and it was an evening as fine as you could ask for, except that we had two flat tires on our car, some miles back down the road, and didn't know where we were or who to ask. We were about ready to kill one another." It's the birthday of the science writer Oliver Sacks, born in London, 1933, author of The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, and Awakenings, and Uncle Tungsten, Memories of a Chemical Boyhood. It's the birthday of author Dean Kuntz, born in Everett, Pennsylvania, 1945, author of more than 70 supernatural and science fiction thrillers, including The Bad Place and Mr. Murder, for whom the turning point was in 1969, when his wife told him that if he wanted to try to be a writer, he could quit his job and she would support him for 5 years. He published 18 novels in those first 5 years, and his career was on its way. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemirov, a primer of the Daily Round. A peels an apple while B kneels to God. C telephones to D, who has a hand on E's knee. F coughs. G turns up the sod for H's grave. I do not understand, but J is bringing one clay pigeon down, while K brings down a nightstick on L's head, and M takes mustard, N drives into town, O goes to bed with P, and Q drops dead. R lies to S, but happens to be heard by T, who tells U not to fire V for having to give W the word that X is now deceiving Y with Z, who happens just now to remember A peeling an apple somewhere far away. A primer of the Daily Round by Howard Nemirov, from his new and selected poems published by University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.